scumbag.
Yo, it's your boy 40 Fonz.
What's your name, scumbag?
Yo, I'm your boy K-Stucky76.
We are the Scumbag Lounge Podcast. Get your scumbag news every Wednesday on all podcast platforms. Be sure to give us a like, share, follow the 5-star rating. Be sure to catch the Scumbag Lounge or Dollar Radio online at Wednesdays at 4 p.m. or Hearts of the Streets Radio TV on Thursdays at 7 p.m. Central Time. Follow us at the Scumbag Lounge on Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, and TikTok. Email us at the Scumbag Lounge at Gmail. What's up, Sly?
What's that?
Not much. Scumbling, how you?
Good afternoon, fellas. How's everybody doing?
Doing good, good, good. Back. I hope everybody had a happy Easter. Took Easter off for the holiday and took a little break, everything. And so we back. Hopefully you guys had a chance to catch the interview with Duffy for BMF. Also, thanks to Scumlina. We got it posted on our YouTube page, so you can actually see the interview. So go to the Scumbag Lounge on YouTube and check the interview out.
Yeah, man. We got it going, man.
Absolutely. Yeah. Being up and running now.
Mm-hmm.
Where?
We coming live.
All right, everybody have a good Easter.
Yeah, man. Had a grown person.
They didn't do nothing.
Had a grown man Easter.
Yeah.
Mm. Yeah, I didn't do nothing special either.
No, I had an Easter ham.
And no.
No.
Yeah. Mm-mm. No, just another Sunday.
Word, I hear that. Shit.
Nobody put any money in my eggs, so.
Damn. Well, y'all ready for the damn solar eclipse?
Yeah, I'm going to go crazy like them damn deers.
Yeah, with the deers, though.
And it's going crazy. They go knocking on people's doors trying to get in. That's what they tell me.
Shit.
Yeah, man.
And what do the deers do?
You ever watch Leave the World Behind?
No.
You got to watch it. You get the significance. Yeah. Yeah. The significance.
You said I heard it was whack.
That's what I heard.
I heard
the ending was whack, for real. That's what I heard. That's
how
I watched
it. It's a deeper movie. It's just like the Get Out movies.
That's the Obama shit, right?
Yeah, well, they had something to do with it. Yeah. It's like one of them, the ending leaves you thinking of what should have been, what should have happened next.
Mm-hmm.
So it may be a part two, but it's one of them type of movies where, yeah, the ending, it leaves you, but it leaves you thinking about it. So for what's going on, it definitely gives what's going on in the world now with the cyber stuff and what happens if, you know, the infrastructure goes down,
mm-hmm,
and how people lose their damn minds, mm-hmm, like them damn AT&T phones that day.
Yeah.
It gives you a perspective on how that may look, mm-hmm, if things go bad and how people freak out.
Mm.
So.
Okay. All right.
It's one of them type of movies. If you're into those type of doomsday movies, you know.
Yeah, you really ain't sold me at all.
Hey, well, yeah, you know.
I don't wish you on that one. I'm like, all right.
That's
okay.
The point. I wasn't trying to say y'all on that. I mean, shit, you pay me your Netflix like I pay me mine. You watch what you want to watch. I'm gonna get my damn $42 worth. That's what I'm paying.
Yeah, you found it kind of deep off winning.
Because it was it's a deep movie. Yeah. You know, if you ain't got the damn higher intellect, your ass won't get it.
No, that's where you're taking it.
Yeah, I'm going there with your dumb ass.
Yeah.
With your non-read.
You sit right
ass.
There and watch a lame ass movie. You waste your time.
Well, people follow.
I'm not a lame movie watcher.
You sure about that?
Uh oh.
Every movie you watch was Oscar nominated, huh? Wrong.
It doesn't have to be Oscar nominated, but it's okay. We'll let you have it.
Hey, you know
IMDb.
That's right. You know, sometimes you have to watch a little something to learn a little something.
Yeah, you do.
Can't always watch New Jack City and Minnesota every damn Saturday.
Well, I watch documentaries though. I'm a documentary.
No,
guy.
You watch BMF every week. So what are you talking about?
Let's move on.
Let's move on.
Shout out to Duffy. And you watch what you watch? Married at First Sight. What do you call that shit? Married Abroad, what you call shit?
I like reality.
600-pound life.
You like reality shows?
Yeah, I have no problems with that. I mean, I have no problems with what he was talking about. I think Bird Box is probably a better version of that, but okay.
Oh, okay.
Bird Box. Oh, oh, with the bullet.
But since we got to be geniuses to understand what's going on.
I mean, sometimes anyway, you got to. You ain't got
to move on.
You ain't got to do too much in the 600-pound life.
Mm-hmm. What else we had going? What else? Oh, earthquake. An earthquake of
oh, shit.
New York and New Jersey area. Shit.
The damn rats went to running.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Shook them rats up.
Yeah. So it was so it was pretty crazy though, man. It's pretty crazy with all that going on.
Yeah, man.
But shit, man, since it's been gone, there's been some stuff that we didn't get a chance to hit on. So I might as well go ahead and start there. The big news, Diddy. House get raided. So let's go ahead. Let's get to it.
Plan attack.
Let's go.
Coordinated.
What about it?
Anybody got opinions on it? Anybody?
So
they went in there looking for that shit. They about to accuse him of. That's what that was about. They needed their evidence. So they went in there and smashed TVs and thrown paperwork all over the place. So they didn't get what they needed to get the stick.
How did I prove? How are they supposed to prove human trafficking? I mean, what type of stuff they're looking for?
Whatever's on that computer, whatever's on that phone.
So you think the man had a
whatever video evidence they have? Because supposedly Diddy got cameras all over all these houses, and I don't know.
Oh, okay.
It's a lot that goes into that. I don't know. Have you guys read the court documents? Because I have.
Nah, what you got the court documents?
That's a whole episode we would have to dedicate toward that. But all I know is that this nigga's probably going to jail.
We here for it.
He's going to jail.
So with these court documents,
all of the sexual advances and stuff like that, it's insane. Why are you grabbing men by their anuses? Why are you fondling men? Like, what's going on? The same way Trump is talking about grabbing by the pussy, you grabbing niggas by the asshole. It's got to stop.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Okay. Okay. Well, you know. I don't know, man.
Like the latest guy to sue him, Lil Rod, like that was his complaint. You know, you got him, you know, getting coke for you.
Did he grab it by the asshole?
Yeah, they said that Diddy. He said Diddy was taking naked showers in front of him because he, you know, when you're rich, you got to see through glass doors. Right, and stuff. Right. So Diddy was taking naked showers in front of him on purpose, and people on his team was just like, he does that, you know, if he does that kind of stuff, that's just him showing love. Like, he really likes you if he lets you into that part of his world. And he said Carisha's cousin was sent into the room one day to fondle him. And he believes she did that just to see how far Diddy could get with him. So if you let her do it, you know, let's see if you'll let me do it next. It's just little things in the court documents. Y'all have to read. Talk about it.
This
is crazy.
How the dude made Diddy made him watch him
stand take a
there
and watch him? Why he just?
Well, I don't think anybody's. I'll say this. Nobody's forcing the man to stand there and watch. But I think sometimes when you get put into these weird situations, I think it's the shock of it all that kind of comes over. I don't know whether the young man, Lil Rod, is gay or he's straight. I don't know. But I don't know why he stood there and watched that. I don't know why he didn't stop Diddy when Diddy supposedly fondled him, allegedly. I don't know why he, you know, stuck around for all this stuff. But I think somebody like Diddy, like a mogul like Diddy, understands the power of money and opportunity. And if you're that pressed to get it or to have it, you might deal with some shit. However, I do feel like Lil Rod intentionally stayed around to collect evidence, because these court documents is full of evidence that he has brought to the table along with his complaints. So that just lets you know right there, like, okay, this was on some of this, in my opinion, was intentional on Lil Rod's part. We can play the woulda, coulda, shoulda game. In my opinion, you know, everybody likes to say what they woulda, coulda, and should have done in the situation until you were in the situation. Mm-hmm. I mean, if you want to sit around and you say, oh, I ain't gonna never let a nigga do so and so to me, but do you really know what you do in that situation? Or with fear and your ego and your self-esteem and all this stuff come into play first before you start running and telling your homeboys that Diddy touched you on your inside parts?
Shit.
Because the first thing you ain't going to do is run and tell your homeboys that you were molested by another grown-ass man.
That nigga ain't finna touch me. That's the point. Like, okay, all right. Yeah,
you're saying that's the point, and I get it, right? But all I'm saying is your average heterosexual man is not going to call his best friend up and say, hey, bro, this nigga grabbed me by the balls. Because ego, your pride, your self-esteem is all being affected.
The story don't end with, hey, he grabbed my balls, and then, the story don't end with that.
Yeah.
The story end with a big-ass cloud of dust. Somebody
if you're that type of a person, what if he's not a fighter?
Well, then
everybody don't want to fight.
That ain't
you have to take all of these things into consideration. Like everybody is not going to fight. Everybody's not going to shoot.
You're right. Everybody don't want to fight, but as some lines are drawn.
When you cross the line, you have to defend. You're going to defend yourself, whatever way you can.
I think that is absolutely true, and it changes depending on the individual and the circumstance. Is all I'm saying. So you as a fighter will say, "I'm whooping this nigga ass," but somebody that's never been in that position, and even you as a fighter, maybe the shit catches you so far off guard that you don't know what to do. You might freeze.
You ain't gonna freeze.
You
for
might
weeks.
Freeze up and be so. You don't know. Again, this is why I say you don't know what you do until you're in it. Same way you may not think that your homeboy, your family member, steal from you, but you let that shit slide for weeks and months and years, and they never said shit to
what
him.
What I can do is speak for me. I can't speak for the next man. Mm. And knowing the type of shit that goes on, knowing the type of nigga that this nigga. Is you ain't finna do that without no repercussions. Fuck all that, what kind of power and status you got. I don't give a damn about none of that at that point. Then that goes with anybody. Okay? That goes with anybody. Because it's just certain things that you just not going to put up with unless you choose to put up with it. So that was a choice. You step in this nigga taking a naked shower and you chose to stand there. That's a choice. The nigga didn't force you to stay there. You chose to stand there. Mm-hmm. You see what I'm saying?
Like maybe he wasn't forced by physically being forced, but maybe financially he was coerced into staying there. Right. Maybe mentally and emotionally he was coerced into staying there. Other factors here outside of you being shackled down and changed.
So you have to make your decision then, but I would sleep on the bridge broke and be somebody motherfucking sex toy. You know what I'm saying? Like it just ain't going. Sleep on the bridge broke shelter. Before I let all that shit go down, just for some money and a little bit of fame, that's just me.
Yeah. So
I can only speak for me though. I can't speak for the next person. But this whole thing is a lot of, accusations and stuff going on. But me personally, I'm waiting on the criminal shit to hit. When they start trying to criminally charge this nigga with shit, okay, then we got something.
So Sharnay saying that. She pretty much saying that after reading the court documents, Diddy pretty much is a done deal. Diddy going to jail.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I haven't read them, so she definitely got the insight on that.
Diddy,
I'm obviously not a lawyer. I'm not 100% on that. All I'm saying is he has enough on him, in my opinion, to land him in jail for some time. Like I feel like this is going to be another R. Kelly situation, in my opinion, we haven't even gotten to. The drug, sex, and we just on the rock and roll part. We just on the sex and rock and roll part. Like Diddy has to answer for some musical stuff too. It's a lot more than just the rock and roll and the drugs. Like the music stuff, Diddy is in trouble for too.
Well, R. Kelly spoke up this weekend too. Kind of in defense of Diddy. R. Kelly issued a warning to anyone making fun of Diddy. Recent home raise, said they asked coming next.
This home raise situation, it was just funny to me. And, like I said, I use a a little bit of military background. Like, these jokers went in there like they were about to save some lives. I can't get over that part. They showed up in up armored personnel vehicles when they rolled up to this nigga house and jumped out. That's what shit they have overseas. The shit the soldiers jump out of. Them M-ramps. Tactical shit. The server search warrant. Just not adding up to me. And if it's supposedly some of the officer that was on that team didn't know where they was going. But they didn't know. But the news people was on point.
But did they file get all type of weapons and shit in there, right?
I didn't hear nothing about no weapons. I didn't.
I mean,
I didn't.
I think I saw something. He had some guns and stuff like that. So I guess if it got that far, you know, they would have been ready.
They did a 4-man stack team. Like they were going there to bust some hostages out. Like they were already looking for some resistance going in there. It ain't look right. And then he wasn't home. So no. Can't go with that.
All three of his houses, right?
They went all three. Can't go with that. You did all this planning, all this coordinating. You had eyes on this man for months, for all this surveillance here, and you know he wasn't home when you bust in there,
right?
But my thing is, as soon as they pulled up, the helicopter, the news helicopter, and all these start reporting the news from his house like that. Mm-hmm. Like if it was so much a covert operation, how the fuck they know where to be at? At the time they're supposed to be there. See what I'm saying? Like, it just don't sound right to me, man. That's my little thought on it. Still don't know what they got out of there. They just put a couple people in handcuffs, and then the next day, them boys out partying. Like nothing ain't wrong. The sons and whoever else was in there.
Well, I think one of the boys got arrested, though, didn't they?
Nope. Nobody got arrested.
Both of them got arrested the day of the raid, you had cuffs around, so okay. I think recently they're looking at Christian Combs because he's being accused of some sexual assault shit.
That's separate from
Some
landlady said he did something to her.
We don't know if that's separate. Now, Diddy could absolutely be linked to that.
What it is to me in that situation, they detained everybody that was there, checked them out, made sure they ain't had nothing on, blah blah blah, and then they turned them loose. You know what I'm saying? They didn't throw them in the back and took them downtown and all this other shit. Like, they got booked and all that. They didn't do all that. They detained them till they searched what they were looking for, and then they cut them loose. You see what I'm saying? They did what they did. They pull out whoever was in there. The other guys, some workers, and whoever else was in there, pulled them out, sat them down, they searched, and then they turned them loose. Right. So they got detained more or less than arrested. You see what I'm saying? So.
Well, Diddy got young kids too, though, right?
He got twin daughters or something.
Yeah. They detained them too, right?
No.
What happened?
Some girls are teenagers. They were with their daddy and next they day. Weren't there.
Yeah, they were with their daddy there. Next
the
day.
The youngest child he has is that baby. He just had a baby a year ago, and her name is Love. Ain't nothing happened with them daughters.
They was out, what, 2 days after around. That? Yeah, they was out 2 days after that with their dad doing something on somewhere. I forgot where it was at, but, you know.
Carlos said, he don't believe it.
You don't believe what did it?
R. Kelly and Suge Knight do a lot of talking from jail.
Yeah. That nigga say,
right, man. I mean, it's his choice to believe what he want to believe. You know?
He know what he did to him, so that's why.
Okay.
You know.
Okay. Well,
and surprisingly, like Shawnee was saying, Suge was kind of like was kind of talking up for Diddy a little bit. Surprisingly.
What they're saying is
what's
bigger.
What's surprising
they're trying to say
is how
bigger
Suge Knight has a whole podcast from jail. How is that?
Yeah,
that's what's surprising.
You had mentioned that, and I never knew
he
had a podcast.
He has an entire podcast from jail.
Yeah, about a year.
I had no idea, bro. I had no idea he had a whole podcast.
How was that? Like, is that nigga getting paid off of that? Like, how is this okay? You got niggas in jail making Hanes underwear for 5 cents. How is this nigga able to have a whole entire podcast?
Yeah.
How does that work? Federal, it's very interesting.
He's in federal prison. He's in state prison.
I don't know what prison.
Yeah, I don't know what.
But it don't matter. Prison to prison, like, you should have the whole podcast.
Man. Hey, man, if you got enough pool, enough money, you can get what you want in prison.
Let me ask both of y'all this, man.
Get what you want in prison.
ask you this, Slime and Charnay. Do y'all look at Diddy music differently? Like we look at R. Kelly music differently now.
I don't look at R. Kelly music differently.
You don't?
No. R. Kelly got music gonna be there, bro. It's gonna be there. It's Kelly music gonna be there. You know, I'm just
sorry. I absolutely look at the music differently. The context, absolutely. And truly, if you listen to R. Kelly's music, like we all have and have sang out loud at parties and shows, the answers were all there. He was literally saying it in his music. Diddy, on the other hand, he has dropped hints there here and there, like the famous line from I Need a Girl, where he talked about we were more than friends. We was like brothers. I get what he was trying to say, but now with all the homosexual allegations, it's just like, yeah, that wasn't a good line, you know, all these years later. But I mean, no, I mean, for me, the music is what it is. You choose to listen to it or you don't, but it's a lot of shit. I mean, look at the movies we watch. There's a lot of actors, actresses is into some wild shit that we know of, and we still watching these movies and move on. Some people can't separate the artist from the art.
I'm separating and then some people can't. Well, as far as Diddy, I'm not gonna sit here and act like I'm the biggest Diddy fan, music, whatever. You know, Biggie, I was with, you know, with that when it was out, because we were younger, and that's what we were listening to. I'm not gonna sit here and say I just follow
Biggie. Biggie said some questionable shit too, but
well,
okay.
Well, I mean, regardless, I'm separating. I can listen to the music, and don't, you know, with R. Kelly in this instance, I guess I can listen to Happy People and not feel a way about it.
Happy People.
They know R. Kelly, right?
Yeah, they ain't. Of course, you gonna feel a way.
But he still made the music though. He still made the music. I mean, I'm just saying, he still made the music.
Bump and grind and shit. Like
well, that still don't change the fact. It still don't change the facts. Gone. You were still listening to it then, and you was if it plays now, you gonna listen.
Hey, I ain't got no problem with R. Kelly. I listen to it.
I'm gonna listen to it. I can separate what he did from what he been locked up for. From the music,
I listen to R. Kelly for what I'm trying to do.
I've been listening to R. Kelly since R. Kelly was on when he was on Star Search with Public Announcement. So
yeah,
it is what it is.
It's just like if you see the Cosby Show, do you view Bill Cosby
drugging him up?
The TV dad as a TV dad? Like the image is tainted now. He's no longer the TV dad because of what you know. So it does slightly change
for people, not just for me.
For Cosby?
For people.
For Bill Cosby, too?
For Bill Cosby, again, I still feel like if Bill would have never told them people, I don't need y'all help buying NBC, we wouldn't have heard none of this shit about this drug in 45 fucking years ago.
Okay, that doesn't change the fact that he was out here drugging and raping women.
Who's
like,
45 years ago?
It doesn't matter whether it was 45. Okay,
I'm not going to get into that.
Okay.
45 years ago.
It changes for me.
Niggas don't know what they were doing 45 years ago.
I don't look at Kells the same. I don't look at Diddy the same. I just don't.
It did not come out.
Only thing changed for me is what Bill Cosby is down like. You couldn't talk to these damn raggedy hoes that they draws because some of them raggedy hoes that you got accused of raping.
But that ain't the point. The point is it was fucking damn near 50 years ago.
You need Quaaludes to get them out they draws?
50 years ago, you're going to bring up
it
something.
It doesn't matter whether it's 50
it
years or 10 years ago.
It does matter.
It does not.
It does matter.
It does not.
It
if you're drugging and raping, you're drugging and because raping. That's a problem.
The reason why it matters to me, is because if that happened 50 years ago, right? Mm-hmm. 45, however, 43, whatever it was when the time of the crime, right? It came out again. That older thing came out, and it was already basically there. He's already convicted. Like, where's the proof of that? Because hearsay. Mm-hmm. It's hearsay.
So my question is for all of these guys that are accused of things, do you always need proof for it to be a thing?
Yeah, you need some type of proof.
Or is everybody just out here lying?
It just gives you the fact that you can say what you want. You can say something about somebody with no proof, and it's just supposed to be sticking. They just there wasn't no proof of that. If he did it or not, we're not there. I don't know. I'm not saying he did. I'm not saying he didn't. I'm just saying there's no proof. There's just... She's saying he did this to me 40-plus years ago.
Yeah.
Okay, let me ask you a question. So, how many people...
I'm not saying she ain't. I don't know. We wasn't there. I wasn't there. Of course, But it's just like, it just was said.
So you think it should be a statute of limitations to it?
It is a statute of limitations on other stuff?
Yeah, it is.
Okay. Well, maybe. So I don't know. How long you think? I can't really say.
How long you think?
40 years is too long. Too long. 40 years is too damn long.
Yeah, I mean, I definitely agree to, I agree with that to a certain extent. But my only problem with all of these guys is we've heard these stories, especially about Diddy, especially about R. Kelly. And it's still people all these years later talking about where's the proof, where's the proof. R. Kelly proved it to you in that sex tape. Y'all still don't believe this nigga's a creep?
Who, R. Kelly? Yeah.
That's what I'm saying. Like R. Kelly, like the whole world watched this man pee on a girl in a video and everybody bypassed it. They just said, oh, that nigga into some freaky shit and moved on. But then when all these other accusations came down, it's just where's the proof, where's the proof? Same thing with Diddy. Diddy, these accusations has been on Diddy for years, since the 90s. Like none of this stuff is new. And so when somebody does bring the proof to the table, it's just like, oh, well, this ain't enough. Or that happened 20 years ago, but you wanted proof. Cassie brought the proof. So now Cassie brought the proof and now niggas is mad because she waited 20 years. We don't know what Cassie's reasoning was, but she brought the proof and she won. So what the fuck else do people need?
My problem is...
Now, I do agree is if you come in 40 years later, 40 years is a stretch. I do agree. However, how many times... Is one time not enough for these niggas to be proven to be weirdos?
Well,
is that
okay.
Not enough?
Now, okay. Okay. With that being said, right, in the case of with Bill here, all right. 40 years, that's too much. And the reason, my thing is, it's the underlying reason here. He was buying NBC, y'all. He didn't need no help. They offered, he did not need anybody to help him do that. So once they found out that they couldn't get in on it, then all these accusations came out. And they pulled people out of their ass for 40 years ago. 40 plus. Nigga, they ain't know what he did last summer. You give me the play-by-play what you did last week? No, you can't. And now you're going to tell me you remember 40 years ago? Plus? I ain't get the fuck out of here. I ain't trying to hear that.
I don't know.
So let me ask you a question. What year was he trying to buy NBC? Because some of these lawsuits were kicked up since 2005.
I had to look it up again, exact year he was trying to buy the NBC, but he was in the process of getting, looking at getting NBC at that time. I don't know what happened with NBC now, but in the process of getting it during that time. And then now, bam. Because he didn't need the backing from, you know, other people. They can get their hands in on it too. He didn't need that.
That was like in the fucking 80s, man.
It wasn't in the 80s. It was more recent than that, Scott.
Nah,
it was more recent than that, man. It wasn't in no fucking 80s.
Shit, he'll try to get it. It was poorly. He was about to buy NBC for like $300 million.
It was more recently than that, bro. It was more recently than that.
Well,
criminally charged. Once Diddy get hit with criminal charges, they can go some. They can get them. They can go somewhere with that. The court of public opinion ain't put nobody in prison.
Well,
criminally charged.
That's what I'm waiting on. The only thing I disagree with you about is the part is where, you know, people should wait so long, 40 years, 30 years down the line to report it. But when you get, I imagine. If you get raped or drug, you gonna remember that shit, though. Where this?
I'm not saying you don't,
years,
bro.
20 years, 40 years,
bro. I'm not saying you don't. I'm not saying none of that. I'm not. Don't let my words make you think that you just not gonna remember that something tragic happened. Something,
yeah.
You know that happening to you. I understand that. That's not what I'm saying here. But it was just kind of like it was the way it was set up. The way it was set up for me. It was Herbert against his. It wasn't a kid. I don't know now. Maybe I missed something.
It was 22 words against his.
Okay. Well, I mean, well, still. He did the time. He got charged. He did the time.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
He got charged. Did his time.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Some of his time.
Well, whatever. Yeah. He went to prison. Mm-hmm. Bill Carr was in prison, regardless of the fact. Bill had they dressed him out. Right?
Yeah.
Okay. Until Diddy get dressed out.
What do you think about 50 Cent?
50 better watch it, bro.
50 trolling.
He can troll all he want, but he better watch it, though.
Yeah.
He better watch it.
Yeah,
he ain't no but an accusation away, too.
But he coming up in some few accusations about being a woman beater, right?
He better watch himself, bro. That's all I'm saying. That trolling shit funny, but when that rabbit got the gun, it ain't funny.
I just want to throw out there, and we can talk about that next time. But he tried to buy it, and this was in like '92. Mm-hmm. His first time trying to buy it was in the '90s. And if we're basing this off of him wanting to buy NBC, then this shit should have been cooking up since '92. Mm-hmm. However, I do think that he is correct in saying that he tried to do it again recently. You know, probably 5 years ago. Six years ago, whatever. I don't have the date on that just yet. I just did a quick research just now. But it started in '92. So if we're basing this off of what you're saying, then all of these rumors should have kicked up since then. Mm-hmm. That's all I want to say.
Okay. Well, I mean, it was reported. It was more an attempt, but it was more like a, hey, I don't need y'all. You know, I don't need help from these other social moguls that want to get in on the purchase. I don't need y'all now.
Yeah, and so, to be honest, you could be right, because there's a lot of this industry stuff happens that we don't have, that we're not privy to, because, you know, we don't have access to those people. You know, same with Diddy, supposedly with him and that whole the whole deal with
the liquor company, right?
That liquor company. Mm-hmm. Yeah, the rumor is, yeah, everybody's saying like he wouldn't be taken down like this if he wasn't trying to sue the liquor company. But right. Again, that's that didn't stop the rumors from circulating in the '90s. The shit he's been doing since the '90s. What they why would they wait till now to be like, yeah, let's take this nigga down? That's my thing. Because mm-hmm. he's been doing shady shit since the '90s. We ain't even talking about no sexual stuff. We just talking about musically. He's been a shady businessman. Mm-hmm. I guess smart in a way, because he's achieved so much. But it's been shady since Biggie died. It's been weird.
Yeah.
All of his artists on Bad Boy have come out and talked about his shady business dealings. And whether that be a fault of their own is another conversation. But Diddy been a menace for a minute.
I just disappointed.
And that's before the lawsuit.
I just disappointed, man. He ain't, that all that hard work he put in on his last album, he ain't gonna get nothing for it.
You know what? Because that's a bunch of BS. Because nobody runs out there to buy a Diddy album, and you
that
know
that album was hard. You ain't like the last Diddy album?
No, and the last Diddy album I truly enjoyed was The Last Train to Paris. I thought that one was decent.
Oh, you ain't like
the John O'Danwell Diddy come out with singles? No. Mm-mm.
So 50 Cent,
man, listen here.
Well, Stevie J wants to
shoot a fair one, huh?
Yeah.
He want to shoot a fair one with 50.
It's funny, though.
He want to shoot a fair one with 50.
50 Cent, Stevie J.
I think 50 does too much. Yeah, he does too much.
I want 50 Cent to really. I want 50 Cent to. I want 50 Cent to. Yeah, he's a professional troller, right? He's a professional troll at this point. But I want 50 Cent to understand, too, he ain't above the same shit either. Because all it takes is one or two.
Who did it, boyfriend?
Accusations. He can say what he want to say, man. I'm not getting any of all that, man.
Who did it, boyfriend is, man?
50 Cent. Because he act like he jealous.
Stevie J. Hey, listen,
50 Cent must want to be his boyfriend. He mad like he jealous. Right? Don't he act like a jealous damn woman?
No.
No, come on, man. No. Charlene.
It's 50 calling the baby mama a little sex worker for me. That's what really
and then but that his like, baby okay now see this is where it gets funny for me, right? And we had a little small conversation about it, but now he want to get cussed of his son because of that.
Yeah,
but you ain't want cussed of him in before that. Mm. You ain't want to be a part of that before that. Now you want cussed.
Man, who did it, boyfriend is, man?
It's 50 Cent. Cause he act like he want to be there. He act like he mad cause Diddy ain't follow his ass.
Stevie J ain't it?
No, it's 50 Cent.
Nah,
that shit ain't funny, man. 50 Cent a fucking. Alright, I'm gonna tell you this right now.
Man, listen,
you can laugh about it.
I lost all respect for Stevie J when he married Biggie lady, man. I lost all respect.
Oh God. For what?
Huh?
Why?
Cause he had a beard and married Faith, man. What's wrong with him?
I guess he just married her and she didn't marry him back.
Both of them were foul niggas.
Why? Because I mean, I'm asking. I mean, I don't know. You tell me. I'm asking
Steve, your Steven. What? Biggie was Stevie Man.
What?
There was niggas was tight. Niggas was cool.
Mm, I ain't know that. I didn't know that.
Yeah.
I didn't know that. I had no idea that.
I think that says more about Stevie J than it does Faith.
Why you say that?
Because Faith, as you know, she's allowed to fall in love with whoever she wants to fall in love with. And, you know, I think Stevie J, with him and Biggie being so close, I feel like the friendship, in my opinion, weighs more than Faith falling in love. Because Faith could fall in love with Tupac. You know, she can pick and choose who she wants to be in love with, but sidelining your bestie is fucked up.
So CBJ. Her having a kid hold less weight than them being friends?
I give you my opinion because she can have a baby with whoever she wanna have a baby with. But you being his homeboy, to me, that's kind of crazy. That because why are you sidelining your homeboy?
That was that nigga wife.
Yeah, I'm sorry. That was she was
Biggie's wife. Again, love is one thing for me. And then the friendship is something totally different. Like you would side eye your homeboy if he tried your ex-girlfriend or your baby mama or your wife. But she can kind of go and do whatever she wants to do. There's no loyalty there with you. But your homeboy is different.
They both get the same amount.
Yes. No.
Not for me.
Okay. Well, that's your opinion.
And that's okay. Yeah, this is my opinion.
Is it the best thing to do?
Is it the best thing to do? No.
They both get the same.
And that is okay.
See, I didn't know.
but
you didn't know niggas was tight.
No, I didn't know Biggie and
Stevie J was tight.
All the niggas had rolled together.
I did not know that. Yeah. Honestly, I did not know that.
They were all making music together. Diddy, Stevie J, Biggie, all of them. They were all in the same circle.
See, I did not know that.
Hitman.
Yeah, you know, it comes up, the Hitman part, but I just didn't put it all together like that back then. I give both of them the equal share of bullshit on that.
I'm with you on that slide.
Both of them.
Congratulations, fellas. Equally
on some bullshit.
What you say, Sade?
I said congratulations, fellas. That's great. Wonderful.
Equally on some bullshit.
You don't think that? Come on, Sade. You know that's foul. Yo.
Doesn't matter. Like Tupac was out there. Like, listen, everybody's messy. I think our idea of who these people are and how they should move or operate we're seeing now is the total opposite. Nobody's loyal to nobody. Nobody's loyal to nobody. Everybody is a fucking mess.
Faith
was fucking Tupac. She was fucking Biggie. She was fucking Stevie J.
Tupac.
That's what I'm talking about. They're all messy.
She didn't fuck Tupac.
I would have. If she was smart, I would have. he would have been at the top of my fucking list. Biggie would have never got no ass from me. Tupac would have been at the top of that fucking list for me. Meanwhile, Tupac was out here running through all the women. All these years later, me and Tupac, I visited him in jail. Niggas do the same shit. Y'all talk about how Faith is wrong. Tupac literally was running through these girls.
He wasn't married.
Running through these women.
He wasn't married.
He was married to what's her name? Married to
who?
He was married to what's the girl?
Who was married?
Tupac was married.
He was engaged to Quincy Jones' daughter.
Quincy Jones' daughter.
They was engaged.
Yeah,
they never got married, though, right?
Yeah. Okay, what would he do? Close enough? Shit.
What?
meanwhile, you got Jada out here in a fucking headlock. And then you got, what's her name from, what's the show, A Different World? The pretty one from A Different World crying about how she was talking about visiting Tupac in jail. He had all these bitches. He had all the bitches.
Oh, my God.
Tupac.
He had more than Biggie.
Oh my God.
You tripping.
Oh my God.
Sade, first of all, I don't like the way you this big just now.
Oh my God.
What's her name? What's it? Jasmine? I'm a Jasmine guy. Jasmine guy on the interview crying about Tupac visiting him in jail. Jada out here, she just recently stopped talking about this nigga. Faith was fucking him. The only one that ain't come out and said she was messing with him was Kim. And I think Kim is probably scared to say it at this point.
Faith fucked Biggie. I mean, Faith fucked Tupac.
That's the problem. She was fucking the wrong one. That's the problem.
I'm gonna back all the way out of all of that because that's just
man. Yeah.
Wow.
So
and then what's her name? Kamora daughter out here running around that old man.
Yeah, I seen that 65-year-old
Aoki.
Yeah,
oh, yeah. She's just
reaching out, man. She just rebelling.
She's doing
man.
Exactly what her mama did. She just following in her mama footsteps.
She just out here wilding, man. And young lady wilding.
She's keeping
man.
The wealthy bag in the family.
Dang. That young lady is wilding.
Yeah, I don't know what she got going on. She wilding, man.
How old she is?
I don't think she's wilding at all. She is an adult. She's like 22. 20s?
Early 20s.
She's like 22, I believe.
65.
I think when he was, they said when he was 55, she was 11.
That nigga is 65, bro. And we gonna dive on. What's the problem? The same problem we saw with old girl kissing. Diving on young dude.
Yeah.
Same problem.
Mm-mm.
You can't say it. You can't say it. No problem.
My ass. Can't pick and choose when it ain't no problem. It's a problem.
With Jada fuck them.
Her daddy did the same thing to her mama.
A problem.
Her it daddy don't change the problem. Did the same thing to her mom. I just said that it's all change. In the family.
It don't change the situation. If old girl, what's her name?
What's
can catch it from Jalen Green, baby mama?
Drea
can catch
it. Okay, she's not pregnant. Okay, whoa.
She's still fucking
not
him?
Not pregnant.
She kissing
she's
him.
Just having a good time with this old man.
What good time she had besides licking Polly Grip?
And how you know she fucking a bro? These are all alleged. These are alleged.
You see the video of them kissing and carrying on shit?
Yeah, so
they
have kissed.
Okay, all right. Yeah. All right. You think for one second.
Y'all said that Faith Grizzly Bear ain't doing that. So that AOP is not fucking this old man.
The hell if she ain't.
You think she fucking
but she, that but, old man know, ain't there? I mean, he,
that old man ain't doing
family.
That old man doing exactly what he can do.
You think she fucking him for
he
real?
He take his damn teeth out and set them shits on the damn and pop that damn
that
pill.
That man is 65 years
pop
old.
That pill.
He got his teeth.
That man got all his teeth.
Pop that pill.
He got all his teeth.
He got that power pack.
And he's
that blue,
using that mouth and he's using that mouth very well.
That's all right. He fucking him.
You a kiss 65-year-old nigga? Are you a kiss?
I would be if he was paid.
See, there you go. That's what I'm saying right there.
If he old, if he, right if he if older he, man if, after if me he, all
if
the
he,
time.
If he old and got money, he get pussy.
I get old men after me all the time.
Give me a velveteen rub. Take them teats out.
Slap's face look disgusting this time.
Yeah, I ain't doing all that.
I ain't got no problem with no old man as long as he's paid.
That's the problem, Sean.
That's all it takes is money.
Sometimes you gotta take something. Sometimes you gotta take something to get something. That's just what it's about.
There's some people that do everything for money.
Let me tell you something. If Claire Huxtable come up on one of y'all
I'm not kissing Claire
fold.
Huxtable in the mouth, man.
Wait a minute.
I promise you, if Felicia Rashad pushed up on you, I promise you'll fold.
You're probably right,
Sade.
Don't tell me what y'all tell me.
I know I am. You talking about you?
I'm talking about me.
Oh, you talking about you? Oh, yeah. You talking about you? Okay.
Yeah, that Beekeeper movie. Yeah, Beekeeper Felicia Rashad. Yeah.
Oh, come on, Scone.
Felicia Rashad's been beautiful all her life. Oh, she's been beautiful all her life.
She's 85.
She's 70.
What's y'all?
She's not.
She's 70.
How old you?
It's about 71, something like that.
Oh, okay. I mean, she look good for her age. That's good. She look good. That's great. That's amazing.
She look good.
That's amazing.
You would kiss Oprah in the mouth?
And if she push up on you, she's
not.
Nah,
see,
Oprah.
No, man. Y'all be talking
what
like
about Beyonce mama in the mouth.
Nah, no. But well, I think
Tina knows.
Say, well, Oprah might be the
actually,
best
be honest though. With you. I'll be completely honest with you right now.
Dolly Parton?
Be no, hell no.
No.
Crazy,
Dolly Parton.
I mean, damn Marlboro. She done damn crazy. Fuck out of here. No, man. Hell no.
Go ahead. What you about to say?
No, I'm saying
Tina.
She's not that attractive to me.
Tina knows.
Yeah, for an older lady, no, she's not really attractive.
Beyonce mama?
Yeah, she's not.
Oh, Beyonce mama, fine.
He like Viola Davis. The amazing, multi-talented Viola Davis.
You like Viola?
I never said
what's
that.
Wrong
I
with
said no, I never said nothing wrong with Viola, but I don't.
Woman King Viola, yeah.
Viola Davis is Viola Davis. Now, if you want to get me stretching me out there, who still looks good for their age still is Angela Bassett. She looks good for her age.
You're kissing.
I don't know about all that kissing in the mouth. Y'all niggas don't want it with this kissing in the mouth shit. All right, y'all don't want it with all that.
Where else you supposed to kiss? What's up
with them old tits?
Oh.
Put my mouth on her neck.
You put them on her neck.
Yeah.
Okay.
And on her tits.
Okay.
Now, since y'all want to ask all these damn questions.
That
now,
just because
that 22,
like
that 22,
like it tastes white diamond.
But see, hell, you want to go? So I like to taste a white diamond. Ain't none of them wearing white diamonds. All right, let's get that shit out of the way now. Your old aunties used to wear them white diamonds. Had a house full of white diamonds on Sunday morning. Wrong answer. Now,
what it is,
you know, some people like the meemaw and they like the taste of damn Polygrip. I don't like the taste of Polygrip.
Why do you assume that people have seen what's going on? They line that thing around the rim.
I had no bad running with nobody. I'm just telling you.
Those women got their teeth.
These people got money and they got
damn teeth. Yeah, they got them. They put them in there.
You would kiss Morgan Freeman?
She sure would. He got money. He got money. She kissing Morgan Freeman in the mad half. No.
Morgan Freeman is worth $250 million. Absolutely, I kiss that nigga. Absolutely.
Wow. I tell you, some people do anything for money, man. It is a proven fact.
I'm perching it up. But he like young women.
You talking about old Spice and your damn.
I'm in the money.
You like old Spice and damn self, huh?
Yeah. That don't
I'm talking about
me.
Old in the hard jar.
That don't bother me. Because Morgan Freeman always been old.
That shit ain't real.
Yeah, he always been old.
Yeah, that nigga been old.
He
since
always
been
old. Morgan,
that nigga
Morgan
old
since
lean on me.
Yeah, since we were young. Yeah,
jump, boy.
He always been old.
Damn.
You smoke crack, don't
that,
you?
That guy is worth a lot of money.
Yeah.
Morgan Freeman got 900 movies. And still making them. I saw one of them somewhere on one of them little budget, little, you know.
Why? I don't want to get back to you. Why you don't think Tina knows like attract the woman?
I mean, too much work in the face, look like, man. Like she had too much going on work in the face.
I got you. Wow. Y'all listen to Beyonce album?
I've heard a few songs.
Yeah. Oh. Shawnee, I know you listen to it. You like it? Sure.
What'd you say? I didn't hear that part. Say it again.
I said you like the Beyonce album?
Don't ask silly questions. Of course, I love the album. This is an incredibly innovative, musically inclined album. If you are a music person, you're not going to understand.
Where?
You're not going to understand. It's deeper than just the songs and the titles and all that other stuff. There's very deep meaning to a lot of this stuff that she has put into, you know, the actual album. But I'm not going to get into that with y'all.
Any comments on J. Cole, Kendrick Lamar?
You want mine? Or you? I think you should start with K Stucky 76 first. Yeah. Don't start with
me. What do you mean start with me? Yeah. I'm here for it. Kendrick Swung first. That's how I fight you to start. Kendrick Swung first. Cole felt like he had to say something, even though he had, like, the EP was coming out already, and he put something on there. And, you know, Kendrick can respond. Maybe Drake might jump in with his little 2 cents after a while. Who knows? So we'll see how it goes, man. I ain't got no problem with it. I'm a Cole fan. I like Kendrick. I'm not going to see him like I don't like Kendrick or nothing he ever puts out or nothing like that. That's not the case at all. I love to see them two go lyrically. Go back and forth.
Right.
You know, I we need it. Let's get to it.
Right.
But I don't think it should be who won what after a one song. You know what I'm saying? Like, let it go a little. If it's going to go, then let it go. Let it go back and forth. They may boost each other up, keep each other motivated to do more and rap more and create more. So if that's the case, fine. You know what I'm saying? Do that.
Sharnay.
do that. Step your children.
Yeah, this
up.
In my opinion, I feel like this is a much needed back and forth for music, for hip hop heads. I think it's been a while since we've seen a real, you know, competitive back and forth. And I don't believe that this is because most, like I said yesterday, I think most these male rap beasts always kind of end up in violence. And I don't think this is how this is going to go. I think this is necessary for the state of music right now. But I just don't think that Cole is going to keep going back and forth. I don't think he has the energy for that. Mm-hmm. And not to say that he can't do it, because I like Cole, but I'm more of a Kendrick fan. I think they both deliver the same type of message. The delivery is just different. The content is context of their music is almost kind of the same, but mm-hmm. the delivery, I just prefer Kendrick over J. Cole. But I think J. Cole's new project that he put out, I don't see what the big deal is. Mm. I truly just do not see the big deal. I think he has done better, but yeah, I think all of this... Yeah, I really want for the J. Cole fans. This is what I really want. I really want for the J. Cole fans to tell the truth, because they talked about his last project and a lot of people weren't feeling that. So let's just be honest about this one, too, because I just don't think it's that great. And not because I'm not the biggest fan. I just don't see the big deal. And why are we gassing this like this? All
right.
Kendrick, what's the last one?
Kendrick shit.
Was not. Okay, so this is how I feel about the last one. Kendrick's last project, Mr. Morale, and the Big Steppers is just like To Pimp a Butterfly. If you didn't like To Pimp a Butterfly, you're not going to like the last album.
No.
Kendrick don't give you the same energy every project.
No.
It got the same.
But, you know, it's either for you or it's not for you. I mean, everybody wasn't in love with Kendrick's last project. It had to grow on me. I went to the tour and all, and it had to grow on
me. It's the same for the Cole one. I mean, well, just the EP. This ain't the fall off.
I'm bored with the beef.
I don't think it hasn't gotten exciting yet. Yeah, I don't think it's gotten exciting.
I agree with that. I like the women beef.
I'm kind of
more entertaining.
I'm kind of over that too, because they go back and forth on Twitter now.
I like
Gorilla and JT.
I'm here for
it. And I'm thinking neither one of them is
I'm here for it.
It's just some talk. Well, it's just trash talk on Twitter, man.
It's entertaining though.
Well, I mean, J. Cole didn't say much either. J. Right. Cole didn't say much either outside of your arm is, what do you say, your arm is too short to be something? And no, I was just like, Cole, listen. This is the best you could do?
He said,
no, I heard what 30, he said.
You put out an album every 30 months and you jump out and say something. And so that's Cole, the only reason why we were talking
Cole
about
does not jump out. Cole does not jump out every year with a project neither, Cole.
But Cole be on something.
He's way more consistent than Kendrick.
Yeah.
Cole is more consistent with his artist, not himself.
Dreamville and all that is a part of his thing too. Like that's a part
Dreamville
of
is his artist. That's what I'm talking about, him as a solo person. That's not fair, because Kendrick don't have a team of niggas behind him. He don't have a label he's running. Now he does, but that's not now yeah. he does. But who was on that label?
SZA.
He's nowhere near where Dreamville is.
SZA, well, that's not J. Cole's fault.
No.
Right, but you can't pin the two against each other. You can't say, oh, well, he has Dreamville. But Kendrick just started his label. PJ Lang just started, what, 2 years ago?
You hear more from Cole than you hear from Kendrick, whether he's a solo or he on somebody's song.
I think he does. I think he does a lot of features. Yes, yeah. He has become the 2024 Andre 3000.
But that's what we're talking about.
On features and everybody.
But we're talking about him being on music and you hearing his voice. Mm-hmm. That's why we're saying he's more consistent.
I'm down with it. I don't agree. I mean,
it's 10 songs out there right now in the last 2 years that Cole either been on or his own.
Mm-hmm.
And that's fine.
You can't get that for Kendrick.
That's fine.
Word.
That's fine. But when Kendrick pop out, he pops out.
Well, let's wrap, y'all. Anybody, let's go ahead and give our scumbag tips of the week. Anybody got something they want to put out? You got a tip, Charnay?
Ladies first.
Y'all always start with me.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
You got so much to damn say. Nah, go ahead. Give your skill mate tip of the week.
I don't know. Y'all gotta come at me. I really don't have one yet. I don't have one. Not yet. Man. Go. Why don't y'all go? Come at me.
Tips line.
You go ahead, Skill. I got one, though, but go ahead. Let me mix it up a little bit.
Well, I don't really have much of a scumbag tip, but just check out the Scumbag Lounge on YouTube. Mm-hmm. Make sure you go check out the Duffy video, man.
Also, go to Crown back open. Make sure y'all
Now lying out the damn door now, boy. I seen that shit on yeah, I seen it, man. Word, niggas were fighting over that chicken in there. Yeah. They had tongs. Niggas bought their own tongs in there. I saw the video.
Golden Corral's back open? That's what he
no,
just
no,
said?
No, no, no. Golden Crown. Golden Crown. That's a staple over here in Florence. Yeah. The but line is out the door.
Oh. And y'all niggas don't look directly.
Y'all still got a Quincy, so.
Yeah, they do. Now,
y'all still got a Quincy. Don't nobody know what y'all talking about.
I'm going to piggyback shit. You did. They. I know Charles has their staple stores.
Quincy since 92.
Listen, Charles has their staples, have their staple places that's just going to be there. Golden Crown over Mac.
No, Ryan's is gone.
And them niggas went crazy in there, man. I saw the videos.
What is Golden Crown?
It's a Chinese buffet restaurant.
Yeah.
Oh.
And they opened back up. They closed with the pandemic. And they opened back up. And niggas are losing their minds. All right. The line is out the door for that place, man.
Yeah.
They dropped that chicken in that damn pan. And those niggas went crazy over that damn chicken, man.
What's your scumbag, man? Tip
you
of the
know
week.
What I'm
shit,
man. Scumbag tip of the week.
That tip of the week is, bro, wait till that shit die down. That's what I'm waiting on Golden Crown to die down, man. Don't care your ass down.
Man, we ain't trying to have a Popeye's chicken sandwich episode
fight,
all over.
I'm not trying to fight over no damn drumettes, all right? Because if it's my time to get my drumette, I'm going to get my damn drumette.
Shout out to my guy, Popeye's Chicken, gave me 60 pieces of chicken and 40 biscuits for $75. Appreciate it, though. You're a real one.
What? That nigga must be left with you. Cause I know they fired his ass. Shit. They bet you.
You're a real
you
sure
one.
That
was real chicken?
Yeah. It was all spicy, but fuck it.
Damn. Damn, well, you got over. That's about $400 for chicken you walk out of there with, man.
You said it was all spicy, but fuck
yeah,
it.
Yeah, shout out
I'm
to
done.
My guy, man. You
I'm
was
done,
a hero.
Y'all.
You Look, was yeah. a hero on Easter. You,
yeah, he came through.
You damn
set
right.
y'all Easter off, huh?
You damn right.
Chicken eating ass.
That nigga.
I'm done.
Chicken for Easter.
I'm done. Y'all have a good week. I'm done.
Go ahead, slide. Put your scum back to the week, man.
Shit, find that nigga who gave that nigga 75 pieces of chicken.
60 was 60 pieces
of chicken. 75
40 biscuits for
what,
75.
What shift you on? They gonna can your ass when they catch
nah,
you.
Nah, they gonna can you, dog. I ain't gonna tell you. I ain't gonna put you out there. Thank you, boss.
But yeah, man, we'll wrap this thing up, man. we'll wrap it up, man. Shit. I got nothing, man. We good.
He got that.
Nah, you do.
Word, man.
Chicken. Golden Crown.
Thank y'all for listening to the Scumbag Lounge, man. Make sure y'all catch us every Wednesday on all podcast platforms. Make sure you catch us on Dollar Radio, House of Streets Radio TV. Also, catch us at the Scum, not at the Scum, the Street Hot Podcast on YouTube.
Get it together.
And we'll see y'all next week.